many of the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
The things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. And I want to thank all of the great people of Washington, D.C., all of the people that we worked with to put this miracle together. So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, folks, there never seems to be a day without some type of exciting thing that unravels for all to see. We are understanding the play more each day, but we understand the enemy is still on the loose, and those who are asleep will still need to be sent to the precipice before they wake up to the evil that has been ruling over the United States and many other nations, actually, for decades. We will look into the gossip of the first arrests. A lot of folks are speculating on that, and we have a treat for you with a company that has real meat products, yeah, without all the junk inside, all those things that they try to add in there. You're going to be shocked and amazed. I did a quick interview, and you will definitely just love that, and hope you look forward to that too. The story in that product is absolutely amazing. I hope that you stand by. We've got a lot to uncover. Let's get into it. Well, folks, like I mentioned before, August 11th through 18th, 2024, this year, we're going to be having a cruise at sea with LT. And you can go in the description box below and actually click on the link and go check out the website that we have available for you. I mean, if you're looking at your screen right now, the view is absolutely stunning. I mean, we're going to be seeing glaciers, incredible wildlife, beautiful scenery. We are going to experience America's last frontier, glacial lakes, towering snow-capped mountains, rainforest, and rich vegetation, folks. It's going to be so beautiful. And not only that, you get to hang out with fellow Ockers, and we know folks, and share your story with them and walk out and, you know, say, look at this beautiful country, and basically kind of get away from all of the just day in and day out of the activities and the things that are just constantly put in front of us. And we're going to be aboard the Westerdam, Holland America Line Westerdam. And I was talking to my mom about this and sharing, and, you know, hey, kind of important that I get this out there and share that I've actually been on this Holland America, been on one of their cruises to kind of check it out to see what it was like. And it is wonderful. I've been on some different cruises, not a lot, but I've been on those where the kids are running around and screaming, and I've been in other ones where there's long lines and there's a lot of young folks screaming and yelling, partying, whatever. Folks, this is more very relaxing, and there's a world stage, Rolling Stone lounges, fitness center, onboard shopping, and the shopping is amazing. The dining room is beautiful. And I'm telling you, we went out, my wife and I, to breakfast every morning. We sat down, I think, at 8 a.m., and we told them exactly what we wanted to order. Didn't have to pay for it. It was part of the whole thing. And they brought out our breakfast every morning. It was so beautiful. And then we had our dining room experience at night. And it's just beautiful. And you've got these wonderful rooms They're just so spacious, many of them. As I'm scrolling through, you can see the different parts of this particular boat, the Westerdam. And it's got all types of entertainment options. You'll have a flat-screen TV with the programming in your rooms if you want to kind of get away. It's not very loud. Mini fridge. Balconies are partitioned. They can be opened upon request. And there's a safe in your room to lock up your stuff. And it was just, it's just a beautiful experience. And I haven't really talked about that at all. I just haven't brought it up, and I apologize. But folks, it is really just luxury living. Not only that, you're walking around when you walk out, and you just keep running into the Anwino folks. And I just love you guys, and I know that every time somebody runs into another Auk fan, they just get excited, and they share their story. And it's been beautiful to behold. And we're going to have great entertainment. And I just want to make sure I talk about this just for a few more seconds. Folks, we're going to be blessed with having a wonderful comedian, Tim Lovelace. We've seen him. He did a wonderful job. My wife and I just fell in love with him. And he prayed with us a couple weeks ago. And it was just absolutely amazing, man. The Isaac's going to be there. You won't stop crying. You won't stop celebrating all the different styles of music that they have. Kirk Elliott. We've got some other special guests that I've actually interviewed, and some are in my book that just, we'd say accidentally, but I believe God put us all together, and you're going to hear from them. And it's going to be one celebration after another as we go on this beautiful cruise together. I hope you check it out. We've got plenty of rooms now opened up. The cruise line opened many more rooms on the site, and you guys can go in there and check it out. And it's just, guys, we're going to have a blast. This is going to be great. So anyway, enough on that, but I just want to make sure you know you can check that out. Now with a little bit of Communist News Network to help wake us up.
Well, I think that I walk a little similar to him. And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine. We all have an issue with memories. As we get older, we forget names, something. He's overcome a stutter in his life, and sometimes he might. But
That was Michael Douglas, Communist News Network, trying to explain to the sheep how everyone says that Biden is totally cognitively functional. You shouldn't believe your eyes and ears as Biden stumbles around struggling to speak, talk, and function. Oh, and after he says that, this clip is played.
Well, maybe choose my words. There's been a response from there's been a response. Yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas.
And I think he'll be fine. Thank you very much. This is probably the most important election of my lifetime. I share with my kids through the Vietnam War. This is the most critical time in my lifetime, and I can remember where we're at right now. We need somebody in control and power who has some experience. And knows how to work on a global situation. The world, you can't ask for one side for us to be active globally, but then internally say we're just going to isolate. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Oh, Michael Douglas, they just keep bringing these actors out to act. What a joke. What a joke. Why don't they just stay in their lane? Go back, memorize your lines, get behind the camera, and do what you do best. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, as frustrating as it can be to watch the Uniparty be exposed in a fashion that has never, ever been seen, we have to look at some of the bright side of our lives as anonymous folks right now. We're almost through this entire four-year precipice journey, right? They're getting just closer and closer to the edge where people are losing their minds. Truly a remarkable feat in emotional endurance for all of us, and I have to agree with that. The fact that we can still hold on to hope and that we are almost across another proverbial finish line speaks volumes about all of us. We've been through emotional anguish, but we are praying there is a resolution on the other side, ain't we all? Hope remains. God is still on the throne. America has not fallen despite its precipice. There are more awake than in the history of modern day. If we remember that the siphoning of America's wealth is not a new phenomenon, but rather decades and decades old, we are just more aware of it than ever before. That awakening outrage is fueling something in our world that will, I pray, bring about significant positive changes. Do not lose hope in the midst of this clown circus show. It's not over, folks. But the precipice Biden four-year facade is nearing its end. Take solace in this fact. Our ability to witness remarkable levels of lies, psyops, and scumbags reveal their true colors is no small feat. Pat yourselves on the backs. Give your emotional health to God. Only He can keep us stable in this chaotic time. Spiritual growth by leaps and bounds. Keep your eyes on the positives in the midst of the pain. We're almost through this chapter. And a part of that, you guys remember the Ukraine flags being waved in the House. Well, President Trump actually doubled down on Mike Johnson after the foreign aid vote. Former President Trump showed his support for Mike Johnson as the House Speaker continues to face a threat to his gavel from GOP hardliners. And so got a kind of a, you know, just get my personal opinion on this one a little bit, okay? He met with President Trump. Trump gave him kind of a weird look like he gives those that are troublemakers or whatever. But at the same time, that was before this Ukraine thing. And then sometimes you wonder when Mike Johnson said, I'm in the middle of a war, we're in the middle of a war, and it makes you wonder if sometimes they have to allow these things to play out in the public's eye so that everybody realizes we did at one time have a uniparty. Maybe it's not like that anymore, but they could be playing a role. Who knows? To bring us to the precipice, and anybody see the checks written or the money moved, the $95 billion, will we see that money actually go into bank accounts and stuff like that, or are they just doing this as something to wake up the masses? I don't know. Some people will get upset if I said something like that and say, no, it's not really like that, and it's real, and we can't trust these guys. I get it. I'm just telling you, sometimes the way we're seeing it play out, we have to just continue to wonder how this is all working. And so they get their opportunity. And, of course, the blame from this guy goes to Tucker Carlson for why people are so upset that the money's going to Ukraine and others.
Backers of Ukraine in the Senate here. But what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake.
Oh, so it's Tucker's fault. It's not the fault of the millions of people, I would say 30 to 40 million, who have for the past, since 2017, many, 2018, came on board with many folks going out there sharing information on a board that started asking questions and getting us to dig and start researching into everything that's been going on with these characters for decades. It's not them. It's not all the folks that have been sharing on social media, working their butts off to get information out to us to find out that, hey, these biolabs seem to match up where Putin is actually going and blowing up biolabs that the United States had. Exposing all of the companies that Pelosi's got a relative that works there. John Kerry has a relative, I think a son that works there. Biden has Hunter that works there, and they're all getting payoffs and Obama went over there to visit, and let's see, No Name went over there with Lindsey Graham to talk about the future of war, and the warmongering. No. It's not all of the years, the blood, sweat, and tears of many anons working hard to get the information out to people. Oh, no, it's some guy that left Fox News, had a huge following, brought him with him, and all of a sudden it's his fault because he went over to talk to Putin. Yeah. Nice try there, Mitch McConnell. Let's see. So we head into the world of the nervous new scum. He's kind of looking at RFK Jr. on the ballot in the key swing states. He looks like a psychopath, serial killer. Check this out.
So let me ask you about the electoral politics of this, as you just referenced. I mean, RFK Jr. is now going to be on the ballot in Michigan. That's a swing state. President needs to win. Anyone winning needs to win. Obviously, he just got the endorsement of a number of Kennedys this week, members of the Kennedy family. But how worried are you about the potential impact of RFK Jr. on President Biden's reelection chances?
He's a Kennedy. We revere Kennedys. At least I do. I my hero is Bobby Kennedy. There's a bust, President Biden, right behind President Bobby, President Biden of Bobby Kennedy. That's real. I mean, it's real. And I know we can look at some polls and suggest, well, here it may impact a little less. But look, at the end of the day, common sense would dictate it's real. Jill Stein is real. Cornel West is real. We know that. Those were determinative, those third party in these last elections. 44,000 votes in those three swing states. Now we've got seven potentially in play. Georgia and North Carolina, we know, are going to be perhaps a little more tough than they've been in the past, but we're making a great case. Pennsylvania, the president's a masterclass of focus on Pennsylvania. And then we go to these other states like Wisconsin. I think we have a great shot there. And then these last three, Michigan and the two that I'm referring to today, and that's Nevada and Arizona, where I'm putting all my time and energy and focus, and abortion, I think, will play an outsized role. But Bobby Kennedy Jr., if he gets on more than just that one critical swing state of Michigan and gets on the ballot in some of these others, I think you have to take that very, very seriously.
Oh, nervous about the swing states where they have to cheat constantly to make sure Biden wins the most votes of all time. There you go. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Gavin Newsom, saw this one. Just released a new ad saying Trump is going to order police to stop women crossing state lines and force them to take pregnancy tests. Take a look at this ad, or if you're listening in, you'll catch the grift of what's happening. As it looks like a mom's trying to get a daughter across the state line to take the baby out.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm gonna need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How about that? No, it's two young girls. It's not a mother and a daughter. Yeah, they're going to throw their scare tactics at everyone. And of course, there'll be maybe a million or two that fall for it. But you know what? They are kind of losing on some ends when it comes to legal battles. Judge smacks down Letitia James, rules in favor of Trump, and fight over $175 million bond. Oh, yeah. And the FBI codename for Trump classified documents investigation revealed. Judge Aileen Cannon on Monday ordered key evidence in Jack Smith's classified documents case to be unredacted. The newly unredacted documents revealed Biden's White House had direct ties to the Mar-a-Lago raid. The Biden regime was also directly tied to Jack Smith's investigation, despite claims to the contrary from U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. The newly unredacted documents revealed the FBI code name for the investigation into presidential records stored at Mar-a-Lago was Plasmic Echo. Mishandling of classified or national defense information. Oh, and then Cash Patel. Hillary Clinton used publicly raised campaign funds and illegally masked them as lawyer fee to pay foreigners and American media misfits to produce the fake Steele dossier. Still waiting on that indictment, but charging real Donald Trump for using his own money for actual legal fees is the only crime the two tiers of justice will charge. Of course, Trump's speaking as hush money trial wraps for the day.
But the point here is that the judge had no idea what was happening. And this is the same judge that 2 months ago made a ruling that shook the world. It shook the world because everyone knows going to that trial, I did nothing wrong. And over here, I did nothing wrong also. This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
Yep. Biden witch hunt. That's correct. And the January 6th committee, Democrats say they fear Trump will put them in jail. Yeah. They're in trouble. You can see that on their faces. These guys are so filled with evil. Santa Surfing, well, this is exactly why Trump's going through courtroom chaos. These dirty politicians fear jail. House Democrats who led an investigation into former President Donald Trump's role in the January 6th Capitol riot say they are worried. Oh, they better be. I have a funny feeling, folks, when this all is said and done, we're going to look back and say, boy, it took a while, but when it finally hit, the bomb started dropping and these folks started fleeing. And of course, remember the other day we brought up the thousands of everyday snacks that face being banned in multiple states because their ingredients are linked to cancer. Remember that? Flaming Hot Cheetos, Lucky Charms, and Gatorade. Guys, you know also that there's been all types of food products that we've been finding out that they stick them with jabs, with vaccines into animals or chickens and cows and all kinds of junk. People have been following this for a long time, and we've been praying and hoping as we remember we've been talking about the mushrooms, we've had Dr. Shockley on and more, that we would find a product out there would help our folks, the And We Know folks, with their lives. And so guess what? We had this wonderful talk with Parker Pastures. It's in the description box below. You're going to see this now. It's parkerpastures.com/?REF=AWK. All you have to do is go in the description box below, if you're listening on a podcast, and you will be able to click on that link or give them a call on their website and let them know you heard about this on LT. And I want to play this now, Chloe, just a wonderful, wonderful young lady. And she's going to explain to us a little bit about this product, and we'll continue on with some amazing information from President Trump on colleges and some other meetings that he's been having. We'll talk a little bit about people talking, basically gossiping about a future arrest. Could it be Trump? Okay, check this out. All right, so it's great to have Chloe with us, Parker Pastures. Absolutely amazing what you're doing there for all of us, as I've shared with many in the past videos. We've had a lot of folks complaining about the food, the animals, are they being vaccinated or not? And folks are going to grocery stores and we're hearing more and more about our food and things that might be happening with that. And so Parker Pastures just happens to have a way around that. And so Chloe, could you just tell me a little bit about what you guys do and how it all works for everyone in the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so my parents founded Parker Pastures almost 18 years ago because they wanted to provide me and my brothers with high-quality, nutrient-dense meat. And so ever since, we've been doing get grain or corn in a feedlot at the end of their life, but our cattle don't. So they have that. There's all those health benefits that come with grass-fed, grass-finished omega-3s, omega-6s. And another really cool thing about our beef is the cattle graze like hundreds upon thousands of different plants throughout their lifetime, which those plants have different nutrients because the soil is super nutrient rich. And then those nutrients translate into the meat. So it creates a really nutrient dense product, but also super flavorful because nutrient density and flavor are directly tied to each other. And then of course we don't do any growth hormones, antibiotics, our meat, there's nothing added to it when it's packaged. Like a lot of meat, there's carbon monoxide to keep it looking red. We don't do anything like that. So it's just like super clean, super nutrient dense. And the best part is super flavorful as well.
Amazing. So in this, it looks like we have by the cow, the box, the cut, specials, bones, organs, pork and lamb, chicken, and premium dog food. That's a lot.
Yeah, we have a wide range of products because, I mean, I always love and recommend people buy like a quarter, half, or whole cow because you can get like a year's worth of beef. It's the most convenient way. Your freezer is full, no more grocery store runs. You know where your meat came from. It's super, it's more of an affordable option, but I understand that not everyone has the freezer space for that. So we have our buy the box option as well. So those are kind of rancher curated boxes, or you can build your own. And then we have the buy the cut option as well, if you kind of want to choose individual cuts of steaks or ground beef, that sort of thing. And then bones and organs, those are the most nutrient dense cuts of beef, whether that's liver or marrow bones, oxtail. There's so many just like nutrient dense cuts. And I also have an ancestral blend because I personally do not like to eat organ meat. So I take our butcher makes 10% heart and liver and blends it with ground beef, which is a great way to eat organs. And then we have organic pasture raised chicken. And then in the fall, I work with some farms and we have pasture raised pork and grass fed lamb. And then of course we have our dog food, which a lot of our customers love to give their dogs because just like human food, dog food has a lot of gross ingredients in it. So our pet food is just the trim of the beef. So we're using that whole animal and it's just ground up. It's just beef. It has a little bit of organs added to it for little health benefits for dogs. So those are kind of the wide range of all the different products we have because we just want people to have a convenient way to enjoy our beef that is also healthy and you don't have to go get gross mystery meat from the grocery store.
Oh, isn't that amazing? She did just a great job. We had a talk and I said, hey, can we just record real quick? I want to get this out to the people. I want them to hear your voice and your passion for your company. Parker Pastures, P-A-R-K-E-R, pastures.com/?, R-E-F, like reference, R-E-F equals A-W-K. I know it's kind of strange, but you know, I wanted to read this to you. It's on their website, and it just was so special to me, and we found her through Dr. Shockley. On their website, it says, finally, we simplified the business to what we did best, high-quality, nutrient-dense, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Over the years, our business has evolved and changed, but the foundation of providing high-quality meat raised in a way that's healing to the environment has never changed. Now, check this out. But the story did not come without its hardships and heartbreak. She said, while I was working on a ranch in Oklahoma, gaining experience and knowledge, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So I immediately came home. Within just a few months, she said, I became, this is Chloe, the one we just interviewed, I became responsible for our meat company, Parker Pastures, as well as helping my dad run our ranch. The summer of 2022 was filled with so many challenges and also so much growth as I learned how to run a business, the stress of payroll, if you know what I know, and taking care of the day-to-day operations we know. I've always loved ranching and known that it's part of my calling. It was no surprise when something so God-ordained occurred. Just a few weeks before turning 20 in February 2023, I took over Parker Pastures. This past year has been insane and a whole story within itself, yet even in the hard and challenges, it's such an honor and privilege to provide families across the nation with high-quality and nutrient-dense beef. And of course, I would not be here today without you. Thank you for your continual and shining support. She said it takes a village and we couldn't ask for a better, more abundant village of animals, plants, bugs, and amazing, beautiful humans. So there you have it. The short version of our Parker Pasture story. Guys, don't you just think it's a God thing? When we run into people and we keep getting folks that just drop right into our laps and we're able to talk to them and interview them and helps you out, right? Because that's what it's all about. It's helping each other through these strange times that we live in. And just please go check it out. Even give her a call and just say, I'd like to pray for you. And I think she would really appreciate that. Just a blessing to talk to her. And it just really touched my heart. So I want to make sure you guys heard about that and more. And so, guys, if you didn't know, our college campuses have been going crazy. They've been running amok, and we have been watching them, you know, take in billions of dollars from the government I think it's like $34 billion combined with all the high-end universities. And they're basically turning in these kids into socialists and Marxists and more. Well, President Trump came out with something recently with all the junk that's going on in our universities. And he had a message for us, and I think this is important.
For many years, tuition costs at colleges and universities have been exploding. And I mean absolutely exploding. While academics have been obsessed with indoctrinating America's youth, the time has come to reclaim our once great educational institutions from the radical left, and we will do that. Our secret weapon will be the college accreditation system. It's called accreditation for a reason. The accreditors are supposed to ensure that schools are not ripping off students and taxpayers, but they have failed totally. When I return to the White House, I will fire the radical left accreditors that have allowed our colleges to become dominated by Marxist maniacs and lunatics. We will then accept applications for new accreditors who will impose real standards on colleges once again and once and for all. These standards will include defending the American tradition and Western civilization, protecting free speech, eliminating wasteful administrative positions that drive up costs incredibly, removing all Marxist diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucrats, offering options for accelerated and low-cost degrees, providing meaningful job placement and career services, and implementing college entrance and exit exams to prove that students are actually learning and getting their money's worth. Furthermore, I will direct the Department of Justice to pursue federal civil rights cases against schools that continue to engage in racial discrimination and schools that persist in explicit unlawful discrimination under the guise of equity will not only have their endowments taxed, but through budget reconciliation, I will advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment. A portion of the seized funds will then be used as restitution for victims of these illegal and unjust policies, policies that hurt our country so badly. Colleges have gotten hundreds of billions of dollars from hardworking taxpayers, and now we are going to get this anti-American insanity out of our institutions once and for all. We are going to have real education in America.
And that's something. So I saw this video clip. I had it on earlier, but I looked like I accidentally deleted it. But this is actually, if you're watching your screen, this is Columbia University announcing that all classes will now be remote for the rest of the year as pro-Palestine protests continue to disrupt the institution. Students are now calling for tuition refunds. They are increasing as the college costs $70,000. A year. This is Columbia University. Yeah, just shut down the classes, go home, do everything online. You know, all that money you spent to come into class and learn. Just don't worry about it, folks. We're going to let these folks take over the campus and get whatever they want instead of disciplining them and telling them they're not allowed to do what they're doing to disrupt everything. No, give them what they want. And then we understand the problems that we have throughout our country. Other folks noticed the problems we have. The voting actually happened in Pennsylvania, where President Trump won another state. Here, check this out.
Okay, I voted for Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, and I voted for him the last time. Was very, very disappointed because he did an excellent job, and I would vote for him again and again. I think that he's truthful, and he follows through. He accomplished all the things that he wanted to accomplish, and I just feel bad that he didn't get a chance to complete all the things that he wanted to do. Well, I'm praying that it's going to be fair. As long as it's fair, that they don't pull any fast things, I think that he will do a good job for us.
There you go. Just a sweet young lady letting us know, you know what? It should be fair next time. And they hope so. And these kids, just to show you real quick, having a chance to see President Trump and check out what he does with these two children.
Thank you.
This is your family?
This is.
This is a nice looking family, huh?
Say hi.
Beautiful.
Can they stand next to you real fast?
Come on, let's go. Get over here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There we go. We don't worship the man, but we look to him as a really great leader. He's very soft-spoken, but of course, when he gives the speeches or he does tweets that are called mean tweets, then people freak out. And I bring up once again, especially those that are new, that I was shocked as one of the largest Christian organizations of churches, the largest following probably members in America. Back then in 2015, I remember them sitting and talking amongst each other about President Trump would not make a great president because he's just immoral and he's got a dirty mouth and he's harsh and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why are these guys like this? President Trump was pro-life. He had conservative values. He was running the Republican Party. I mean, what are you guys doing? Who's the better option? Hillary? Like, not only that, I mean, he had a lot of great things that he put on his websites to show that he was probably more on the side of biblical values than you'd ever seen. And then, you know what? We're not perfect. Well, then guess what happened? About 6 months ago, I started doing research to that organization and found out that many of the top leaders in that conservative Christian gang of churches got in a lot of trouble and swept it under the rug when it comes to sexual misconduct. Oh, yeah. Really bothered me. We don't worship the man, but I tell you what, he seems like a leader that was called by God away from his past life and some other things that people don't like, but you know what? Who doesn't have a past? So anyway, getting into the arrest stuff, a lot of folks have been speculating that maybe President Trump could be the one that we were told the first arrest, remember on the cue board, the one that gets attacked by the mainstream media, the one that's attacked by those that are tired of looking at it because they said nothing's happening, even though a lot of great stuff has been happening. And we proved them wrong over and over again. I say we because I love this board. And you know what? It goes under attack a lot. But I don't fall into the prey of we know the answers because only maybe 10 people know exactly what's going on at all times. We just speculate. We try to figure it out. Anyway, we were told the first indictment unsealed will trigger the mass population awakening, and we were told the first arrest will verify action and confirm future direction. They will fight, but you are ready. We were told that in 2019 in December 17th. So could this be it? They arrest President Trump. Trump has to lose immunity to set a precedent, right? First arrest will verify action and confirm future direction. In other words, the future can then take all of the other presidents, all the criminals before him, the real criminals, and start unraveling everything for them in court and finally arrest those guys. And then they won't be able to say it was Trump's fault. He's actually put away. The reason these people haven't been arrested is because they have immunity. Yeah. A sitting president of the United States enjoys absolute immunity from many lawsuits while in office. It is under legal dispute whether they also enjoy immunity from criminal liability or prosecution. Neither civil nor criminal immunity is explicitly granted in the Constitution or any federal statute. The Supreme Court of the United States found in Nixon versus Fitzgerald, 1982, that the president has absolute immunity from civil damages actions regarding conduct within the outer perimeter of their duties. However, in Clinton versus Jones, 1997, the court ruled against temporary immunity for sitting presidents from suits arising from pre-presidency conduct. And there you have it. Almost sounds like Paul Harvey. Now you know the rest of the story. And he'd say, good day. I'd love that. Anyway, we're at andweknow.com, folks. Love this website. My son worked so hard to revamp it, make it where it actually looks good on your phone and more. We've had a lot of folks that had their hands on this and worked on it for a long time. When you go to andweknow.com, you'll see the @CWithLT thing. You can click on that. It'll take you there if you want to get involved. You'll see some of the folks that, like even Dr. Kirk Elliott's got a little ad there. You can click on it and go to him. And you're like, wow, you can become a fellow member and get in our fellow videos. Every 4 to 6 weeks, I have meetings with them, and we discuss things that I don't talk about online or issues that I'm dealing with. We have our newsletter you can subscribe to by putting your name and email in there, and you'll get our daily newsletter, basically, and let you know when our last podcast came out. You can listen to us, follow our podcast there. and so many pictures of the people wearing our gear. And also, if you want to go to our partners page, look at that, the EMF protection. We just had that interview with them. The Immune Support LT Pet Club 247, Dr. Shockley, and so many more you can join and connect. I just love this. Thank you, Brandon, working so hard for us. And we have thepatriotlight.com, all in the description box below. And of course, we've got our gear. The new car flags are in. They're available. Many folks are grabbing those. Shop.amweknow.com. If you wear this gear, you'll have people walk up to you and say, hey, I watched that channel too. Before you know it, you're having a great conversation. I wanted to show you this one I just received recently. Hello, LT. This is my 8-year-old granddaughter, Braylee. We live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Braylee has been battling DMG brain cancer for the past 14 months. She has undergone radiation and chemo. She prays to Jesus every day and listens to your show with me. Our family would like to wish you as many blessings. Sincerely, B's grandpa. Just want to lift you up, Braylee, in prayer and hope that somebody reaches out to you. We've had some folks that were working on it and just wanted to let you know we care about you, love you. Thank you so much for watching and for your prayers and so much more. It is so absolutely amazing. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. So if you guys didn't know, former Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso met with Donald Trump on Tuesday in New York. President Trump is what I like to call him. At a time when leaders and senior officials at some countries have been building rapport with the former U.S. president ahead of the November election. That's something he's been meeting. I think it was Poland the other day. Aso, vice president of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, was a longtime ally of the late former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who built a strong personal relationship with Trump when the two led their respective countries. Even after stepping down as prime minister in 2009, Aso, an 83-year-old House of Representatives member, remains one of the most influential politicians in the party. Yeah, President Trump said he's a highly respected man in Japan and beyond. Trump told reporters as he greeted Aso in the lobby of the Trump Tower, it's a great honor to have him. Well, what's really interesting is this picture right here. I want to zoom in, and I just want you to notice. Let's see, can we get any closer? Let me see. Yes, we can. Notice that that is a key to the White House. Huh. Can you buy that online and give those away? Do you have to be the president to give those away? I don't know. The conspiracy theories are rolling. Other things that kind of add weight to that would be this another signing. Biden renewing. What? What did he renew? Oh, Executive Order 13818, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Huh. It's still in play, says Dr. CIET 17. So Biden signed it, Biden Jr. I am continuing from 1 year the national emergency declared Executive Order 13818 with respect to serious human rights abuses and corruption. Why? Why would he sign that and keep it going? He's one of the most corrupt guys in the world and his son along with him. Huh. Speaking of corruption, wanted to get into some of this. Wanted to show you that I think who was putting this out? I think I had it up earlier before I continue talking about it. I believe it was a Substack that was put together by Pepe's Friend Zone. And this one was phenomenal. And I put a lot of the stuff that I share with you below the videos, below the podcast, so you can click on the links. And you can read this entire thing, the Franklin Scandal Deep Dive, the Nebraska Cover-Up. And I tell you what, I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm going to share with you a lot of this because it's very interesting to me as we continue to unravel the corruption at so many levels. Okay? This is their playbook. Everything that happens in Nebraska is brought forth in this country and the world on an even grander stage at times. Once this reality sinks in, you can see it happening all around you. Sexual blackmail. Remember we talked about that with Tucker Carlson and he was on with Joe Rogan the other day. Is their preferred currency. Once they get you, You are theirs for life. They can control you, bend you to their will. And if you do not, you are canceled immediately. If you don't do what you're told, there's nothing anyone can do about it. Many of today's politicians have been branded by this evil. When a politician in the swamp does something you do not expect that aids the corruption rather than fighting it. Okay, when a politician in the swamp does something you do not expect that helps in the corruption, something's up. You can assume they're being bought and paid for. The playbook has been used and they are being puppeteered by blackmail of the worst kind. Now, before I go further, I wanted to show you this, by the way, just a quick note before you guys tune out. Tennessee actually passed the HB 1663 to allow death penalty for child rapists. The vote was 77 to 19. The 19 who voted against it are all Democrats. All! You have to see the evil way Democrats opposed it. Here's a pro-abortion Democrat rep, Afty Ben, called it incompatible with the right to life. Yes, the lady with the Planned Parenthood endorsement on her site actually said that in defense of child rapists. Check this out.
It is incompatible with the right to life. Let me say that again. The death penalty is incompatible with the right to life. It violates the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment and guarantees of due process of law and equal protection under the law. My question for you, Leader Lamberth, is do you feel the death penalty repairs the harm caused by this unlawful behavior and is informed by what juvenile survivors of this crime need?
Hello.
How about that? I'm not going to continue with it, but folks, what is wrong? Huh? Tennessee, death penalty for child rapists. And they said, no, we don't want that. So let's get into this. There's going to be a couple of images that maybe you don't want your children to see here. I'm going to show you in a second. They might want to turn away for a moment as that one plays through. It's basically showing kids that are, maybe I'll try to fast forward to that one really quick when I see it. But just warning you, okay, ahead of time for this one.
What if I told you that Jeffrey Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg? Introducing Lawrence E. King, Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chair now recognizes Lawrence King, Jr., a member of the Nebraska delegation, for the singing of the national anthem.
Lawrence King was running a child trafficking blackmail operation as he sang this in front of the National Republican Convention.
So there's that picture. Sorry, I've got to fast forward it through. But it says, power broker served, drugs, sex at parties, bugged for blackmail. These are in headlines from back then. Lobbyist is arrested in New York. Parents of Alicia Owen testify that FBI agents threatened them.
Before Epstein Island.
Another headline, a lurid, mysterious scandal begins to take shape in Omaha.
The Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a call.
What happened? Sorry about that. Let me get back to where that was right here. There it is. There's a headline from back then. There's VIPs and high-level politicians. Homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. Callboys took a midnight tour of the White House. Yeah. Do your research. You'll find out more. Remember Frank, Representative Frank admits employing male prostitute as an aide? The corruption is sickening. We're going to get through some of this. And then a self-proclaimed Satanist, devil worshiper, holds sensitive army post, and top brass say, no problem. Then you have Project MK Ultra. Mm-hmm. MK Ultra's Project Monarch. Remember, mind control, sexual abuse, satanic rituals to create multiple personalities. This was done by our government, folks. Satanic rituals in our government. Grand jury says abuse stories were carefully let's see, where is that? Let me see this one more time. Carefully crafted hoax. Uh-huh. Three are indicted. Talk show host Kathy Fife lost her job when she allowed a caller to name the names in the DeCamp memo. Jump from window kills Omaha man, 26 years old. 1985, Chris Tucker fell out of a window. 86, Charlie Rogers, gunshot, suicide. 87, Bill Skoleski, heart attack. 88, Bill Baker, shot in the back of the head. 88, Dan Ryan, strangled or suffocated. 89, Craig Spence, suicide. 89, Kathleen Sorensen, car crash. 90, Gary Corradi, an 8-year-old son, plane crash. 1990, Joe Malek, suicide. 1991, Newt Koppel died in his sleep unexpectedly. All these names showing up of just strange deaths, mysterious deaths, all linked to many of these cover-ups. And the story is just one thing after another of corruption, all connected to this Lawrence King guy and more. And so if you go a step further, King was allegedly, this guy that you're seeing on the screen here, you saw him in part of the video, was allegedly ascertaining children through a place called Boys Town that was supposed to be about raising and protecting children. Similar to Rachel Chandler, who found children that no one would miss in the modeling industry for Epstein. King had bought and paid for the entire system around him in what could be described as a playbook model for how our entire government works in many ways. He purchased and compromised the media and law enforcement. Sound familiar? DeCamp was smeared by the media, but this is where it gets wild. The media that was smearing him was one of the primary suspects. Yes, one of the editors of the Omaha World Herald, Harold Anderson, who ran hit pieces on the man speaking out for the children and the suspects themselves, was identified by these children as a rapist. This is the fox guarding the hen house to a T. The Kansas City Star came to the defense of Anderson by claiming that he was an icon of journalism who met with President Bush often. Ah, not exactly the best company to keep, given what we've learned about Mr. Bush. Now, is it? It wasn't just one person in the media either. A man named Peter Citron from the Omaha World Herald was also busted for sexual assault of two boys in 1990. And then you've got Paul Bonacci. Probably the most important witness in the case told deposition that the government via Project Monarch was training young children, both boys and girls, to become MK Ultra slaves, where they would use them as tools to blackmail politicians and get what they want, and that Larry King was an integral part of this operation. Take a listen, folks, in case you have people out there saying, oh, it's conspiracy. No, they didn't. There's no such thing as satanic worship in the government. Oh, there's no such thing as ritual abuse of children in the government. Oh, there's nobody's ever done anything like this before. Don't tell me about the Clintons. They're good people. They're not bad. Don't tell me about the Bushes. They're good people, not bad. The evidence keeps coming out, and we need all of this to protect our children, folks. It's all about our children.
I know that they involve with child abuse because they have a lot of schools where they train girls to be prostitutes and boys, as myself in the early days. They used us to, how shall I say, get what they wanted.
Let's what say did they want?
They had a politician who liked girls or boys, men, women. They would get them into a position where they would have...
They would be with one of the kids, and they'd videotape them and use it for blackmail. And then Nebraska State Senator Schmidt goes to the FBI along with the camp where they elaborate on the crimes allegedly being committed, and guess what they found out? One of the main suspects, a cop, Robert Wadman, was best friends with the head FBI agent they were tasked to speak with, and guess what he told Schmidt? He told them that if they took on the suspect, they were taking on the FBI itself. Now we're talking about the guardians of the pedophiles, people. The FBI, according to this article, according to what was put together with the evidence right in front of us. Chapter 9 of DeCamp's book explains this conundrum in detail. How do you investigate crimes if the FBI itself is protecting those who are allegedly committing them? Quote, in brutal language and with the most somber demeanor possible, Mr. O'Hara, chief of FBI, made it clear that probably his closest friend in the world was Police Chief Robert Wadman, and that anyone who would dare to accuse Robert Wadman of impropriety had better realize that in accusing Wadman, they were effectively taking on Nick O'Hara and the FBI. I realized instantly that my advice to Senator Schmidt may have been my fault. How could I have known in advance that this head of the FBI and the former chief were so intimate in their business and personal relationships? Now do you see why, folks, we bring up all the time why the FBI went after President Trump when he was in the office, tried to record him, did so many illegal activities to take him out. Now do you understand why they dressed up as Trump supporters and rallied everybody to go into the Capitol and then said, oh, now we can come after you and go arrest you and put you in jail and scare everyone to keep them from fighting back their constitutional rights and telling the government you're done. And so all of this was playing out. And you had ways that these deaths would happen. And in one of the videos I'm showing you now, they actually show you a gun with an actual, like a stun dart filled with poison, and they would basically shoot it into the, let's see, this is, he told the Senate committee hearing on intelligence operations that the CIA had a heart attack gun. It could kill anyone without it looking like a murder. The gun itself would imitate a heart attack so people would never suspect an assassin. This is in the 1970s. They had this technology. If you're looking at your screen, he places it down there for them to see. Slides it across and shows them the poison.
Now, does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. The rest of it is what is practically a normal 45, although it's special. However, it works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
Fires a small dart. Electric. That was in the 70s. Imagine what they can do now. Yeah, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter, great job. Showing you how they take people out. They hired a private investigator, a man called Gary Caridari, to find the truth. He must have been way too over the target when they were looking to all of this, and he had hours of interviews with the child victims and the pictures and the proof, right, of all these politicians and more. But tragedy struck 12 days after the death of Gary Caridari in an inexplicable plane crash. A grand jury issued a report in the World Herald. The newspaper containing said suspects claiming that the abuse stories were a carefully crafted hoax. So the man with all the evidence was killed, and then less than 2 weeks after he suddenly died, the media, who are the suspects, claimed that it's all a hoax. Ultra Pepper Labs Matter says one has to think seriously about all that the Franklin cover-up really entails. A sobering truth. How many trafficking rings have been set up around the country that have been covered up to protect the system, just like what happened in Nebraska? If Paul was telling the truth, he asserted there were other satanic rings in many different states. How could this be? Those of us who study these subjects must live with knowing, and that knowledge is a burden in and of itself. But surely we cannot look away if only for the sake of the children. Despite all this, Larry King was actually convicted and given a slap on the wrist. Larry King was convicted, but not of running a trafficking ring. All the witnesses were jailed, killed, or silenced. This is akin to Epstein taking the fall, yet the client list remains protected. When I told you that this was the original Epstein, I meant it. Can I get any more obvious? Can it get any more obvious? How many more rings have been covered up that we haven't heard of? If you Google the Franklin scandal, guess what kind of information you receive? Little to none. This tells you all you need to know. You might think that these claims are outlandish at first, but let me remind you that the British spy Aleister Crowley was openly using satanic rituals, the eating of blood and human sacrifice, occult rituals in his experiments. He literally worshipped Egyptian gods and practiced magic. And it's not some kind of conspiracy theory. Crowley openly wrote that child blood was the most powerful, and SEX gave him the most powerful in his rituals. He himself is a red pill worthy of writing an entire dig on. It's so dark, the rabbit hole, that you have to rub your eyes when reading about him. DeCamp believed King was actually deeply embedded with the CIA once he began to follow the money. And it was worse. Think about what we know about Jeffrey Epstein and the occult influences, and ask yourself, how far-fetched is it that our own government had satanic influences pulling strings behind the scenes? Whew. His testimony on what these people were doing to children is so heinous. The worst thing we've ever read. And Ultra Pepper Lives Matter said he hesitates to post it anywhere. Sick world that we live in. These folks need to be taken down. My hope is that through the prayer, we can find it and see what's going on. We are living in a time where Satan doesn't even hide anymore, and the world still can't see him. In our Hollywood industry, the music business, the politicians, the sick things that are going on. What did I just see earlier? I was looking at something earlier and I noticed, I think I lost it now. Some more folks in Disney were arrested. How can we continue to move forward with all of this going on? Not only that, we had China dumping U.S. treasuries and buying gold. Yeah. Chinese accumulate more and more gold. They're dumping U.S. treasuries. That raises an important question. Who's going to keep funding the federal government's borrowing spree? We talked about this with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Gold-silver war games. Iran attacks seem to be economically based. The dollar's being weaponized and more. And folks, you can go to Dr. Kirk Elliott. You can call him. You can go to andweknow.com/gold. Reach out to him. Have the same conversations that I have with him and other folks that work there. It is amazing.
It kind of makes sense when you start to connect some dots, and that, but what China is doing by now promoting silver purchases for their entire population rather than gold tells me they just are conducted a shot across the bow to the Western banking system, and we get to participate in it. And I mean, this is kind of amazing. Not participate in the economic war, participate in the results of it, which are gold and silver could absolutely go through the roof. And if we own it, we get to thrive.
Yeah. So you had something else that you wanted.
Great interview. Guys, go check it out. That was this past Sunday. You don't want to miss it. And it kind of reminds me, as we go through all of this, almost every video, we just wonder how all of this has been playing out to have such an effect on all of us. What we've been witnessing, and why we go through what we go through. And I figured I'd read this one of these days, and now's the time to do it. Remember we talked about, you guys, most of you know the movie The Wizard of Oz, kind of giving us a preview of some of the things we go through day in and day out. The straw man represents the fictional, all caps legal fiction, the person. He wanted a brain but got a certificate, the birth certificate. The Tin Man, the 10 is the taxpayer identification number. He was a robotic avatar who worked tirelessly until his body literally froze up and stopped functioning. The heartless and emotionless robot creature who worked himself to death because he had no heart or soul. The Cowardly Lion was a bully but was actually a true coward when someone stood up to him, like most bullies. He lacked true courage, and in the end, the wizard gave him an official recognition award, authority, and status. Wizard of Oz used magic, smoke, flames, and holograms, but all of it were tricks and illusions to push fear and compliance to make people do what he commanded. The truth is, the wizard has no real power and only used illusions to create false power and authority. The Wicked Witch pushed fear through intimidation. She was after Toto and controlled the flying monkey police, the policy enforcers, the mischievous demons. which also represents the Bar Association, who attack and control all the little people for the great crown wizard, the crooked bankers of Oz, obsessed with gold. In the field of poppies, they were not real humans, so drugs had no effect on them, but Dorothy was drugged. The Wizard of Oz was written at the time when Rockefeller and the Big Pharma began to take over medicine and education. The Crown was actually the largest drug dealer, and after their takeover of drug distribution in China, they began to expand all around the world. Toto was that what the Wicked Witch was really after. Toto in Latin means in total. Toto exposes the Wizard of Oz and had no fear despite being very small compared to the great wizard, so no one noticed him. Toto pulled the curtain on the wizard and his magical scams. Curtain also means the end of an act or scene. He pulled the curtain and started barking until others paid attention, hypothetically giving everyone the red pill. The curtain hid the corporate legal fiction and its false courts. So, no matter how small your bark is, it can be heard. That's from Guy. The things that we're going through, the wake-up that's happening, the many folks are starting to catch on more and more every day how this plays out. And there's evil everywhere, and I get it. And there's many that write in saying, you know what? I need hope. I need to know things are going to be okay. Folks, I don't have the answers to all of the future, but I know who holds the future, our Heavenly Father. I know our eyes have been opened to a lot of evil, but you know what? We have to spend time in the Word of God. We need to take walks, do some puzzles together, play some board games, talk in the backyard, watch the sun go down, go swimming. We don't have to be enamored or continue to watch these evil ones constantly doing what they're doing, but we just need to be aware. And when folks bring it up, we can let them know what we know and go about our business. We don't have to be afraid. Psalm 23, 4 through 6 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the reminder of your love for us. Thank you for allowing us to even hear through these devices, to be able to put things together using technology to get out to each individual, wherever they are at this day, that you are working on them. As a reminder of this week's Bible study with my friend, just in Genesis 1, alone, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. And I tell you, reading that and reminding the reminder that you said, and the Spirit was hovering above the waters and the darkness, and you said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and it was good. It kind of reminded me of salvation, of what you provide there. So many empty hearts, so many dark hearts out there. And you, through the Holy Spirit, hover above the waters of our dark souls, those dark souls that have never talked to you ever, have ever been awake to your love and your grace and your mercy, and you basically speak to them, "Let there be light." How amazing that your plan of salvation is just weaved throughout Scripture for us. Thank you for your Son dying on the cross for us and coming back alive again so we can celebrate knowing death has been conquered and we can come to you through your Son. Thank you for the guidance you continue to give us and strength to talk to our neighbors, to talk to our friends, love our neighbors as ourselves. We know that. Help us to do that. Help us as folks grow weary to lift each other up. As the arms are falling like Moses, may we come alongside those folks, lift their arms up and say, let's keep going. Come on. The battle's still going. What a mighty God we serve. You're amazing. Ask for continued protection for those on the front lines, for those in the battle, for those that are fighting for their families. Lord, protect us. We ask all this in the name of Yeshua, our Heavenly Father, through Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your prayers, for your support. We've got some great things coming up. I mean, I can't wait to tell you. Whew, it's going to be really good. We got the cruise coming up, one, but man, God's just been doing great things and bringing the right people on this show that are not part of like a mainframe thing that's been put on everybody. I believe the Lord's been working to bring the right people together, and we're going to have a gathering one of these days, folks, and it's going to be wonderful. I thank you for your prayers for that. And just remember that whatever you're going through, that you can cry out to your Heavenly Father no matter what, even if you failed. He's so filled with grace and mercy. It's absolutely amazing. Let's continue to work together, support one another until another day, all right? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.